Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September the 25th, 1750, the Governor of Barbados, Henry Grenville, ordered an urgent commission of inquiry to survey the health of the crew and enslaved cargo aboard 8 slave ships that had recently arrived in Carlisle Bay. According to the order issued by his secretary Richard Husbands, the governor had received information that a contagious distemper, said to be the plague, is raging in some parts of the coast of Africa, and there is, moreover, too much reason to suspect that the distemper is actually aboard some of the vessels lately arrived from thence. Barbados had been ravaged by several previous outbreaks of bubonic plague, accompanied by horrific death rates, so the possibility of another serious outbreak caused a major panic among the population of the island. Within 2 days of the order being issued by the governor to conduct an inquiry, the captains of all 8 slave ships had been interviewed by 2 justices of the peace, Robert Jocelyn and Richard Hall, and 2 of Barbados's most eminent physicians, Doctors John Lanham and Henry Carter, had boarded the ships to conduct inspections. They reported back to the governor that no evidence of bubonic plague or other contagious diseases had been found aboard the ships. This calmed the fears of Barbadians of another deadly bubonic plague outbreak. At the same time, however, the inquiry uncovered clear evidence, considered unremarkable at the time, of the high mortality rate among European sailors and especially African slaves on the African coast and during the transatlantic voyage from other causes. Robert Tate, the surgeon of the Greyhound, reported that his ship had lost 9 slaves while still on the African coast, and a further 53 or 54 slaves out of a total cargo of 440, as well as 1 white seaman during the Atlantic crossing. As the surgeon explained, they had died from fluxes and inflammatory fevers, but, he said, this was not unusual or uncommon aboard a slave ship. In total, according to figures reported for 7 of the 8 ships anchored in Carlisle Bay on this day in 1750, a total of 126 Africans and 47 Europeans had died before leaving the African coast, and a further 161 Africans and 11 Europeans had died during the passage from Africa to Barbados. 1,186 persons had survived the passage. This meant that about a quarter of the original crew and enslaved cargo had died before arriving in Barbados. This horrific mortality rate was what passed for normal in the transatlantic slave trade.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.